This also shows us the falsehood of the likes of Ibrahim al-Ruhayli. Because Ibrahim al-Ruhayli, who is seen as a vanguard by some, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them, that he said that it matters not whether your sheikh or your teacher has made tabdi' of Jahm bin Safwan or not. If your teacher does not declare, if your sheikh does not declare Jahm bin Safwan to be an innovator, then if you need to take knowledge from him, then take knowledge from him. And even if he does not declare Jahm bin Safwan to be an innovator. So when the ulama refuted him, the likes of Sheikh Rabi' and Sheikh Ubaid bin Abdullah al-Jabari and Sheikh Abdullah bin Abdul Rahim al-Bukhari, and likewise Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi al-Madkhali, and many others from the mashayikh, from the younger mashayikh and from the elders, when they refuted him upon this saying, that you, Ibrahim al-Ruhayli, hold, and you stated upon your own mouth, that it matters not whether your sheikh has declared Jahm bin Safwan to be an innovator. If you need to take knowledge from him, then take knowledge from him. No words to that effect. The ulama of the Salaf, like you can see from Imam al-Barbahari, it wasn't tabdi' that they made of him, it was takfir. How would you take? He said it doesn't matter even if he doesn't make tabdi', if you regard Jahm bin Safwan, i.e., he doesn't even regard him to be an innovator, it's okay, take knowledge from him if you need to. But here you see that the ulama of the Salaf actually declared him to be a kafir. And the reason why Ibrahim al-Ruhayli, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide him, that he has entered into such a calamity is because he has taken the most extreme example of misguidance. The most extreme example of misguidance in the Ummah is Jahm bin Safwan. So the message that he is saying, which he actually said, that you can take from Abu al-Hassan al-Ma'rabi. If you need to take from him, take from him. If you need to take from one who doesn't make tabdi' of Jahm bin Safwan. He said, if a person does not make tabdi' of Abu al-Hassan al-Ma'rabi, if you need to take knowledge from him. If a person does not make tabdi' of Jahm bin Safwan, you need to take knowledge from him, take knowledge from him. So he took the most extreme example, Jahm bin Safwan. That if one does not take a position against Jahm bin Safwan, you can still take ilm from him. Then who is there other than Jahm that you would not take knowledge from? If you would take knowledge from such a khabith, such as Jahm, as Shaykh al-Fawzan declares, he calls him a khabith. Imam Ahmed declared him to be a kafir. He was executed in 128 because of his kufr. And his Shaykh was executed because of his kufr. Because they spread this idea amongst the Muslims of atheism. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we believe in Allah, but Allah is nothing. Allah is non-existent. We believe in a non-existent Lord. So he was executed because of that. So if you can take knowledge from one who does not declare him to be an innovator, let alone a kafir, then who would you not take knowledge from, therefore? This is Ibrahim al-Ruhayli taking the Shabab, because he has a book, and Nasiha, my advice or his advice to the youth. This is his way of taking the youth upon to the ideas of al-Ikhwan al-Muslimin, upon the ideas of al-Ikhwan. Because this is the ideology of Ikhwan. It doesn't matter. As long as we agree upon the fact that we want to, in the case of al-Ikhwan, to gain political ascendancy, it doesn't matter what you're upon. So what Ibrahim al-Ruhayli has done is he's opened and widened the goalposts to such a degree that it doesn't matter what you believe, what position you take against anyone. It doesn't matter. Take knowledge from him. No matter what you hold against Jahm, what you hold against Fulan, what you hold against Ali Hassan, what you hold against Abu al-Hassan, what you hold against Sayyid Qutb, what you hold against Safar al-Hawali, what you hold against Salman, it doesn't matter. Salman al-Awda, it doesn't matter. Because The fact that those individuals, that your sheikh does not declare them to be misguided, should not prevent you from taking knowledge from them. This qa'idah, or this statement of Ibrahim al-Ruhayli and others similar to him, Ali Hassan al-Halabi, Abu al-Hassan al-Ma'rabi, and other than them from these. This is why Sheikh Ubayd al-Jabri, by the way, declared Ibrahim al-Ruhayli to be an innovator. Because of this type of thing. So, these individuals who try to take the Salafi Shabab towards the direction of Ahlul Bid'ah, to the so-called Manhaj al-Wasi', that the methodology they believe of the Dawah to Salafiyyah is an open and vast methodology that accommodates anyone. It even accommodates the one who believes, who refuses to declare Jahm bin Safwan to be an innovator. So now they want you to go to anyone and take knowledge from anybody. And this is a great corruption of the religion, because this will misguide the youth. And it has misguided the youth.